Good morning and welcome to Fresh Mercy Podcast, where God's mercy is fresh for you every morning.
Praise the Lord and good morning, gentlemen. We're back with season five of Fresh Mercy Podcast. Sorry about the break, but we're back. So it doesn't matter what happened. Just we're going forward. So it's good.
We're busy. We was busy.
Now we're back.
We're pushing forward
a little bit, but we're here. We're going to start the podcast again. We're going forward.
And I really want to thank the Lord. We have the deacon of the New York Church with us, Deacon Lawrence. Thank you. God bless you for being a part of this. For this whole week, Deacon Lawrence is going to be a part of the Fresh Mercy Podcast. He's going to share with us and be a part of this. So please, everybody, tune in, share all the messages, and let's be blessed.
Thank you, Lawrence, for being with us. God bless you.
It's an honor and a privilege always to bring forth the Word of God.
Amen.
And you guys invited me. Praise the Lord. Excited, nervous, a lot of emotions going through.
Me too.
But hallelujah, God's in charge.
Every time we sit in these chairs, it's always nerve-wracking. And then we want to do the right job, we get nervous, but the Spirit enters the room, and we feel the presence of God, and we're going forward.
And, praise the Lord.
We truly thank the Lord for Deacon Lawrence. You do a great job with the Friday night Bible studies.
Yes.
You and Angelo do, Vinny's brother, do an awesome job. So Friday night, Staten Island, 9:30.
9:30, 10 o'clock.
Rockland Avenue. It's awesome. If you guys can make it, it's a true blessing.
It is unbelievable. It is really good. So this week, Deacon Donnie's going to open up. Donnie, are you ready to bring forth the Word of God?
Amen. I am pleased to bring forth the Word of God today.
Amen.
And we're talking about Psalms 27, verse 1 through 4. And now this is a Psalm of David. And verse 1, 2, and 3. They're beautiful psalms about talking about how God is, how God's protection on David, and how David has confidence in God's protection.
Really good.
And how no matter what comes David's way, that God is that God protects David, and he's firm and he in his faith and is firm in his belief in God.
Amen.
But then verse 4, you see that something dramatic changes. And it really caught my eye, and I want to express it out there to the believer today. So let's go to the scriptures. Psalms 27, verse 1, a psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Thank you, Jesus.
So why should I be afraid? I should stop the podcast right there.
Hey.
Because we're living a time in a world right now where it's so full of anxiety, so full of fear, so full of doubt, so full of worry. And I can talk when we can see that we live in a time full of uncertainty on how the world is going. And, and we see how the times are changing right in front of our eyes, and how the world looks so different from when we understand what the world is now, Deacon. But we can see, but look what David says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid?
Awesome. Praise the Lord.
The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I trouble?
Wow.
Ditch is simple. Off. Now, this is King David. King David is used to going into battles. He's used to people coming after his throne. Yeah. He's used to going into major battles and storms.
Constant at war.
Constant at war. He's constantly going through battles. He's constantly going through afflictions.
Yeah.
But he's saying here, no matter what he's going through, that he's not afraid, because he knows that God is his protector, God is his light, God is his salvation, that he shouldn't trouble because God is on his side. Amen. Soon as something comes our way, right away we have fear. Right away we have doubt.
To be afraid and then to have trust.
And we're not King David.
Yeah.
We don't have the nation of Israel on our shoulders.
Yeah.
We have to support our families. We have to help run the ministry and the church that God has given us. We have our beautiful families that we have to take care of. But we don't have to have the worry of governing a whole nation. King David had the worry and the problem of governing a whole nation, but he didn't trouble and he didn't worry because he had God on his side.
Hallelujah.
He knew that God was for him.
Really?
He knew that he had his salvation in God.
Thank you, Jesus.
When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Think you're confident.
Dolly, Donnie.
Though a mighty army surrounds me, and my heart will not be afraid, even I am attacked, I will remain confident. He remains confident. Do we remain confident in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a battle?
Stay there, Donnie. I like that.
Do we remain confident in God?
No, not as much as we're supposed
to. Do we remain confident when we're waiting for a doctor's report? Do we remain confident when we're going before a judge? Do we remain confident when the bills is at the neck? Do we remain confident when a situation comes our way and maybe we don't know how to handle it? Or are we running? Are we full of fear? Are our hearts troubled? Are we pressured? Are we full of anxiety and fear? When we know that fear and anxiety is not of God, but you know what is of God? Salvation and light.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And David Amen. Said, my light and my salvation, my fortress, my protection comes from God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
I deacon, let me jump
Please.
In for a second.
Yeah, come on.
It's easy to be confident when the bills are paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When everybody's healthy.
Very good.
When everything is okay.
Yep.
The Bora is in sync with each other.
Yep.
There's no problem, no situation.
Yep. Yep.
Very easy to be confident.
Uh-huh.
It's very important to be confident when that storm comes, that
yeah.
trouble comes. Because
yep.
a problem in a situation will occur no matter what we go through, no matter what our problem is, no
very
matter
good.
What the situation is, we need to be confident. And I hope,
Very
Jesus
good.
Christ.
Lawrence,
Amen. It's easy to be confident when you don't need to be confident.
Because
when everything is going all right, you don't got to be confident. Everything's
right.
okay. But confidence comes when the troubles come. That's when we need to be confident.
This is a note that I wrote. Fear can come from the known and the unknown. Maybe you're headed into a situation that you're not sure. Maybe you don't know exactly what's coming your way. Or maybe you know exactly what trouble you're in. Regardless of the situation, knowing God is the answer to fear. David Jangra, he knew who God was. He knew who God is.
Awesome,
he put
awesome.
His faith and protection in God, and that's why he wasn't troubled. Having a good, active, responsive relationship with God is the answer to all your fear.
Amazing.
God is the one who fights our battles. God is the one who is in control of our lives.
Hallelujah.
Put your faith and trust in Him, and God will make your fear disappear.
Dolly. And where is that from, Donnie?
That's from D.W. Green. Thank you, Lord.
And
God
who,
gave me that.
Who's D.W. Green?
Oh, I don't know. The scholar that I know. He lives in Staten Island, New York.
Donnie, that was awesome.
Praise the Lord.
So our confidence, there's only one way to have confidence is when we know God. When we truly know His character and His nature, that's where our confidence comes to get through the trial and the storm.
Amen, exactly. And that's exactly what King David is saying.
Very good.
So now, that was only three verses. Now that I was telling you about the verse 4.
Yeah.
Look what verse 4 says. The only thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord
Hallelujah,
all the
God.
Days of my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Delighting in the Lord's protection and meditating in His temple.
Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord.
Wow, what a request that David
To had. Be in the house of the Lord simply means to be in the presence of God. This is from David Guzik of the Blue Letter Bible. David wished he could live in the tabernacle itself, surrounded every day by the presence and beauty of God. This is what I wrote. What drove David was not money and power. He had all of that. It was to be in the presence of God Almighty
Thank
all
you,
the
Jesus.
Days of his life. What drives you today?
Hey, what a question.
Is it success in the things of this life, the things of this world, or is it to worship God and to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Very good, Don.
Ask yourself that question today. What drives you today? If you're searching and what drives you is success, money, cars and watches, and maybe it's, you know, to make a legacy for your name, or maybe it's to build up things for yourself. I got to tell you the truth. All those things are beautiful.
They are.
But if you're searching only solely for those things, it's going to, the search for that is going to fill you with fear, anxiety, doubt, and trouble and fear.
You won't be confident.
But if you're searching to be in the presence of God all the days of your life, you'll have God's salvation. You'll be full of presence. You'll be full of
Jesus.
Full in the presence of God. When you're searching for God Almighty, when you're looking to do what's right for the Lord, when you're searching and living for God. Now, I'm not saying if you're trying to build up money for your family,
hey.
I'm not saying
it's
you
not
won't
a bad
have
thing.
God's salvation.
No.
I'm not saying that.
That's
Please
no
don't
problem.
Say that. What I'm
not
saying
at all.
Those things are beautiful to have. And yes, it's beautiful to have a beautiful legacy to leave behind for your family. But we can't forget the most important thing in our life is to live for God.
Amen.
Is to search after the light. Search after the truth. Preach salvation to God's people. To go out there and be a witness. God calls us the light of the world. To go out there and be the light of God. To go out there and tell people that there's a man. His name is Jesus. He died on
Thank
the cross
you,
for
Jesus.
You. And now you don't have to fear. You don't have to have trouble. You don't have to have worry. You don't have to have doubt. All you have to do is surrender to God. and say, Lord, save me. Lord, fill me with
Hallelujah.
Your joy.
Praise the
I
Lord.
Want to Thank be you, in God. Your presence all the days of my life.
Praise the Lord.
You want to hear something? Do you know what drove David? The reason why he was so confident?
Come on.
David knew when he went into battle with Goliath that the Lord was behind him, and he didn't take out the giant. God took
That's
out that
right.
giant.
Amen.
And he remembered, if God took that giant out of my life, and if there's another Amen. Giant in my life, I will take him out.
Hallelujah.
Through
Amen.
God.
Awesome.
So
Amen.
Faith drove him.
Very good.
No matter what you're going through. Maybe you have a problem. Maybe you have a situation. And you don't know where to go until Baldes, until Sorodes.
Yep.
Think about the last problem that you went through.
Amen.
And let that drive your confidence. Let that drive your faith.
Amen.
Knowing if God done it for you before,
Praise
He'll do
Lord.
It again.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. And
to
that's
Lord.
Where the confidence came from. David's faith was battle tested. Deacon Lawrence, that was awesome. Please pray us out and pray for the people at home that they should have confidence in God.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, honor, praise, and thanksgiving, Mordell. We thank you for your word, Mordell. Devil, we thank Father God, Devil, we have confidence in you, Mordell.
Hallelujah,
the
Jesus.
God of hope, Mordell.
Thank you,
Sastaros, Mordell. Your word declares all things are possible for those who
Hallelujah,
believe, Mordell.
Jesus.
And I'm praying right now for all those who's watching, whatever their problem is, whatever their situation is, Mordell, build up their faith.
Hallelujah,
Remind
God.
Them what they went through before, Mordell, and you took it out of them, Mordell. Remind
thank
them of
you,
the, all the good things, all the miracles
yes,
that you've done in your life, Mordell, that you've done, Father God, in the Bible, and bring total healing, Belinda, for the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a way to start off the week. Whoever's watching and listening, send this episode to somebody. Why? Because we want views. No, we want people to know that they can be confident in the Lord. So we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. We love you.
God bless.